Always nice to kick off a show with a conversation with our friend Cokie Roberts, author, political commentator, TV broadcaster. Her latest book, Ladies of Liberty, which was a terrific adult bestseller, is now in children's form, a children's book as well. And we welcome her to the program. Hi, Cokie.
Hi, Mitch. It's always fun to come on with the Cokie Roberts song.
Yes, I know. We remain the only show in America that uses that as a theme.
My husband, when I told him about it, said, what substitutes for King of the Frontier or whatever?
Queen of the Media.
Queen of the Media.
I said Queen of the Media.
Yeah, you know. I don't know if we're supposed to be paying royalties on that to somebody, but if we are, we're way behind. You'll let us know. So I wanted to ask you in a 30,000-foot view here, Donald Trump put a lot of energy into getting this health care thing. He and all Republicans, I mean, the one thing that you could pretty much agree on for all the Republicans that were running for president is at some point in their campaign they said, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to repeal it. We're going to replace it. Nobody said, no, we're just going to leave it the way it is. And now it's left the way it is. How big a setback is that for him, and how does he bounce back? I mean, what's the next move for this presidency as he rapidly runs out of 100 days?
It's huge. It's a huge setback. And I have to tell you, Mitch, I was totally wrong about it. I kept saying to everybody, oh, for God's sake, he's going to win this thing. You don't bring a bill to the floor that your signature campaign promise. When you have the majority in the House and Senate and lose it, that just doesn't happen. You know, you can keep the vote open for hours and twist a lot of arms publicly and all that, but you win in the end. And the fact that he didn't really does weaken his presidency. And then he says, we're going to go on to tax reform. Well, have yourself a ball with that. I mean, there's nothing harder than tax reform. And so I think
was this a result of impatience on his part? I mean, there was a moment where he said, I want this on the floor. Let's go. Let's vote about it, which may be the way he does business in his private life. Like, you tell them they got till 12 noon to give us his deal or we're pulling out. But it doesn't quite work that way when you're trying to push things in Congress.
Well, I think that the real problem was that it was a bad bill and people didn't want to have their names attached to it. You know, it was very handy for that Freedom Caucus to say, oh, it's not conservative enough for us, when in fact what they were getting was bombarded in their offices with the entire cancer community, Alzheimer's community, Parkinson's community, diabetes community. You know, everybody who has had an illness that has become part of an organized group of people trying to fight that illness was lobbying against that bill. And so that's a terrible position for a member of Congress to be in.
Well, so that's done, and we're not going to see any substantial changes to health care reform this year anyhow. You say
tax reform
is really difficult, and yet that's another thing that he promised. Where does he go? I mean, I probably shouldn't say this because I was going to say I presume he's got some smart people around him, and I shouldn't presume anything. But typically, you know, presidents have their advisors saying, look, politically, we need a win. We need something.
Right.
Let's go
right
where there's low-hanging fruit. Where is there low-hanging fruit for him?
Well, he went today to the EPA and said he was going to get rid of all of the, you know, the Obama clean air things and climate change initiatives. But I think that the place he needs to be, and what his advisors do say, is you have to just hammer home job creation. And so that's what he's doing. He's got Ford saying that they're going to be opening new plants in Michigan. You know, good news for Michigan. But I think he's just going to say jobs, 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 jobs. Because part of the reason that the health care bill became such a political liability for Republicans was that the people who were getting hurt most by it were Trump voters. And so that message was getting through to the electorate. The educational campaign on it was very effective.
Have the Democrats been emboldened by this?
Oh, God, yes.
and all of a sudden, all that funk that they were in for losing the White House and everything else, now they're like, hey, we can knock this guy over.
Well, I think that's right. They are feeling pretty cocky. You know, now there's going to be the big fight in the Senate on Gorsuch, and Democrats are in a bad position there because they're getting so much heat from their own base about you've got to oppose him and all that, that they're likely to find themselves with the filibuster having been gotten rid of, and that's going to be a problem for them as they try to block other legislation. So that's, you know, they might have gotten themselves in a corner there. Well, but that was one totally of their own making. You know, they're the people who decided to get rid of the filibuster when they were in control for a lot of appointments, and now it's likely to go for good. And it really is a minority protection device that they toyed with and now are going to get burned with.
Well, if the president should have taught them anything, it's don't get too cocky.
You also can't take off the plate all of this Russia stuff. I mean, it is serious stuff, and it's not going to go away. It's just going to get more and more all-consuming as investigations go forward. It's very hard to get out from under something like that if there's any kind of reality there, and everybody who's taken a look at it says there is.
Cokie Roberts, our guest here, pick up her new book, Ladies of Liberty, for your kids, and get it for yourself, the adult version as well. Cokie, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Wonderful to be with you, Mitch.